Okay, well, I will go ahead and reopen this meeting at 7:45. Is there anyone from the audience who would like to offer an invocation? Seeing no one, Mr. Flowers, will you lead us? And then our flag salute will be led by Ms. Payton.
Dear gracious and heavenly Father, Lord God, we come praising and thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to come together on this evening, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you, Lord, to have your way in each and every one of our lives. Lord God, we ask you to just use us for thy glory. Let thy will be done in each and every one of our lives. Bless this board, Lord God. Give us wisdom, knowledge, and direction in which we shall lead. Bless the superintendent and staff. Lord God, we ask to bless our teachers and above all, bless our students, Lord God. Mm-hmm. Have your way in their lives. Lord God, keep our heads all around about them all the days of their lives, Lord God. Lord Father God, we praise you, we love you, and we thank you. This we ask in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
You ready? Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of
the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
See mommy? Roll call, please.
Go see mommy.
Here.
Mr. Polis?
Here.
Mr.
Cavity-Minnis?
Here.
Mr. Flowers?
Here.
Mr.
Lomatis? Present.
Dr. Newman?
Here. Okay. Next item on our agenda is a report of action taken in closed session. By a vote of 5-0, the board took action to approve a settlement agreement related to OAH case number 20150703-74. By a vote of 5-0, the board took action to approve a settlement agreement related to OAH case number 20150060686. Okay. I do not have a report. Any other board member? Ms. Miranda Jimenez?
Okay. I want to thank the superintendent for inviting Kermit and his wife, Tammy Alexander, to the administrative retreat. It was so inspiring. It was amazing to hear their story. I showed the YouTube clip to my family, who was just equally moved. I wish they could have heard his message. So I want to thank you for that. It reminded me of the Freedom Riders and when we went to go see the Freedom Riders in the documentary and how every student matters. And so I look forward to the larger discussion about continuing to shape what we do in the district to reinforce that every student does matter. So I want to thank you for that. The IB dance program was wonderful. My daughter did it, and she had a great time, and she met some students at Edgewood. Miss McPhee was wonderful. I even helped out with the costumes backstage and ran into the audience. So I want to say it went really well, and I'm really looking forward to having her at our district. The West Covina Food and Wine Festival went off wonderfully at Hearst Ranch, and I bring it up because the proceeds from the Food and Wine Festival Saturday and Sunday night are being split three ways between the Historic Society, Cal Poly, and the Garden Gourmet program. Hearst Ranch is making our Garden Gourmet program such a priority for them. And so they're exploring all funding models. So they took on this Food and Wine Festival in the hopes of providing more classrooms or even maintaining the classrooms that we currently have. So I want to say that went really well. I was there as a docent helping out that day. So that was it. Some good things happening this summer.
Ms. Polis?
I had the opportunity to go to Big League Dreams and see our students perform for the Special Olympic athletes. And it was so touching how much thought and care that our students had for the special students. And it reflected so well on us as a community. And to hear their national anthem in Japanese had to be a lot of work. And since I don't understand the language, it sounded perfect to me. But for them to go to all of that trouble to do that was marvelous. And I, too, went to the IB dance program, but it was for the younger children. And the chat out there with the parents waiting each day was, where does this teacher teach? We want our students to have her on a regular basis. So I had the inside scoop, and I said, we have to wait till they're in high school. But they, if they go to Edgewood High School, that they'll have a chance to be in the IB dance program. But any one of those teachers would parents would have signed up their little one to be in any program that she was in. So I appreciate the effort it took her to get there, and she was a bright, sunshining face that even the timidest child was ready to dance at the end for her. So thank you for bringing her to our district. And then the kickoff was very touching about bringing students for the administrators, bringing students with unique needs into a district, and from a parent's perspective, what that looked like. So I thought it was nice for the administrators to be able to hear what it looked like for them. And their message was one of inspiration. So I appreciate you bringing them to our district also. Thank you.
Oh, yes. Go ahead. I'd like to also piggyback on what Cameron said. And Eileen, when you had Cameron Alexander come, and I had a great opportunity to sit down and talk to him about his football career. Some of you may know Cameron Alexander came on a bad thing. He came from UCLA instead of and but also he's a, you know, he 49er great. Then he went and played for the Rams, and he did a 14-year football in the NFL. Just to hear his career and where the things that he's going through now and the things that he's been through. It was just an honor to sit down and break bread with him. I'd like to thank the superintendent for having him and his wife come and be a part of, his wife Tammy. And then also the city of West Covina in the Big League Dreams, when we welcomed Nippon Japan to the BKK. And what an awesome time it was. I enjoyed my colleagues. My colleagues were there. And it's good to see the superintendent and his staff. They all were there. What a great pleasure we had. And then also on the next day, the superintendent and I had the opportunity to go over to Hearst Ranch, and we had a great barbecue with the Japanese contingent. Oh, the weather was nice that day. The community was out there, and just to see the city come together as one, not only just the city, but the police department, the fire department. I've never seen our city come together like it is now. And it's an honor for me to sit back, being in this city for over 33 years, and see how great our community is coming. And I look at our school board, our school district. You really never hear nothing bad thing happening in our school district, you know. And what an honor that we have. What a great board that I sit, and great colleagues I sit among. And I thank them, and I love them all. And just look forward to the next great adventure that we have in our city. And I'd like to thank you guys, and thank you, Superintendent, for just being there for us.
Yeah, I'll just make a quick statement. Not really. I mean, I think my colleagues have covered a lot of the great things that have happened. But, you know, being an educator myself, we open up schools next week. And to me, there's no more exciting time than that. You know, the eagerness of teachers getting their classrooms ready, of custodians getting the grounds ready, and the kids just coming in and you know, there's nothing more special than that. So to whoever is at a school site here, I wish you a lot of luck. I know partially it takes some luck to pull off a great year, but more importantly, all the preparation, all the hard work that went into doing what you do over the summer is bound to pay off when those kids walk in and get into classrooms and get to do what we're here for, which is to learn. So good luck for this upcoming school year. I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you, President Shoemaker. I'm going to actually steal all of staff's informal report time. So whatever you're going to share, please carry it over to the next one, because I really just want to take a moment to say a couple things. One, in case anyone in the audience is curious about Kermit Alexander, if you go on YouTube and you plug in Kermit Alexander, you'll hear his story, and you'll see why so many of us were so moved by hearing he and his wife Tammy's story. I won't tell you the details. I don't want to ruin it for you. But I can't watch the video without tearing up, and I've seen it 20 times, just to give you an indicator. Next thing I'd like to do, Board, if I may, and I feel like I'm complimenting Mr. Seaman, Dr. Coghlan, and Ms. Hawkins because they're the leaders of their divisions. But what I cannot thank them enough and their people for the work that has taken place this summer. This place has been a madhouse of action. And when the principals came back, it was very awkward for me to say welcome back because I felt like they never left. It was a very short summer, and they were here all the time, either doing summer school or preparing. So I think next summer is when we'll get some rest. But right now, it's been full steam ahead. Mr. Seaman has worked tirelessly to prepare to have all the staff we need to open up the school year. It's been a full summer job. We have top quality individuals that he's going to be introducing for a moment. And again, his staff has worked relentlessly to make sure that we have the top quality individuals in our school district to continue the goals and the mission of this board. That's key, is to have the right people on the bus. Dr. Coghlan, I know his staff has worked, just drive around our district and you can see the work that's been done, whether it's the fencing or the painting or the infrastructure or the IT work. Dave Larkin, I don't think, has slept an hour this summer. The man is a phenon. Whoever hired him, major thumbs up, because he's the best I've ever seen in that role, and making sure that the contractor, the people we contract through, he rides them and makes sure that we get every bang for our buck, and he's a phenomenon. And of course, Colleen, what has Colleen done this summer? Let's see. We want to make sure that we open up our dual language classes on time and prepared and ready to go. We have the staff hired for that. We want to make sure that IB training, not only at the elementary level but the middle school level, and expansion at the high school level as well. The AP capstone, all of that obviously doesn't just happen. It takes a ton of work. Our teachers, every day I've been here, and I think that's probably true, there's been some kind of training going on. Our teachers are so dedicated. They've given up their summers to come and write curriculum for Common Core, do the IB training, do some of the social-emotional training, and all of it's based on the goals that you put together in the spring. And we're going to put that forward. So I know a little longer than I normally do, but I'm pretty excited about where we're headed. So thank you.
Okay, I do not have any blue cards at this time. Is there anyone who would like to address the board? Seeing no one, we'll go ahead and move on to the business session. The first item is agenda and consent items. Are there any items a board member would like to add to consent? We have 3 and 13. Is there any objection to adding those?
I did have a question about 3.
About 3? Okay. How about 13?
Oh, I'm fine with that.
Okay. Any items a board member would like to remove from consent? I would like to remove number 27. Okay. With that, do I have a motion to approve the agenda consent items as amended?
I'll move as amended.
I'll second it.
Sorry, we have one revision with the revised number 19. Okay, I'm sorry, who moved it?
I'll move it.
And I second it.
Okay, it's been moved by Ms. Pola, seconded by Ms. Miranda Jimenez. Any objections? Seeing none, motion carries 5-0. Okay, the next item is number 3. Ms. Miranda Jimenez, you had a question?
Yes, I did. Thank you. I'm glad this came forward. This recently was an item. With the AR that's on 3B, I just wanted to know what is the policy going to be moving forward to keep the superintendent and the board aware? I was going to suggest at the beginning of the school year, the very first sentence, the beginning of the school year, the principal and the superintendent or designee shall notify the parents, guardians, I don't know, a joint letter, just so that if the superintendent's aware, then the board's going to be aware of what's going on at the site. So that was my only follow-up to recent items that had happened in last spring. That was my only question. We don't have to change anything if there's...
I the
procedure in place.
Well, the procedure in place is that to qualify, there's a site criteria that you have to meet before you even qualify, and then a parent would also have to sign the permission slip for that to take place. So the notification would be direct with the individual parents who qualify. For sophomores and freshmen, for example, wouldn't even qualify, so they wouldn't likely necessarily be notified. So we can change the language, but it's a pretty popular thing on campus.
And I don't want to take it away. Absolutely. Right. No, we want to keep it. I just want to make sure that the superintendent and the cabinet and the board are aware of what campuses are pursuing this. How are we going to know what campuses are pursuing it? So we're in the loop.
It's a tremendous idea, and the only way to do that is to put a little reminder in our calendar for us to follow up on that.
Okay.
And the reason why I suggest it's a good idea is because that's what kind of got us into this place in the first place, is that we didn't review it, and therefore we had two schools doing two completely different things. So, the best I could do at this point is just commit that we'll make a little calendar note to remind the board where we're at each year.
Then I'm fine with it, and I'll move it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Well, I have a quick question.
Mr. Manaris?
Does a parent signing that permission slip totally clear the district of any liability when the student is out and about?
If it's anything like the field trip permission slip, I'm going to say yes. Dr. Hinman?
Yes. We've had it vetted by our attorneys, and as much as you can, I mean, anybody can sue for any reason, but that does give us, liability clearance there.
Correct.
Okay. Any objections? Motion carries 5-0. Okay. Number four, Dr. Hinman, information report, introduction of new West Covina Unified School District staff.
We are so excited about this. We've been looking forward to this all summer. So at this point, I would like to turn it over to our outstanding HR assistant superintendent, Mr. Seaman.
Congratulate them as they come up. I have a few individuals that are here that I wanted to introduce to you that you actually just approved when you approved the personnel report, and we had them here with permission to have them ratified. But we're very excited about these management employees that we have before you today, and I'm going to start with our Director of Secondary Curriculum and Instruction, Dr. Gloria Duncan. Dr. Duncan comes to us. Dr. Duncan has been a principal at a high school in Anaheim at Canyon High School, and she has been a principal at a middle school, Ensign Middle School in Newport Mesa. So she comes with complete secondary experience as well as teaching experience at the secondary level. So we think her valuable experience with us is going to really add to Colleen's group as well as the district and all the different programs that we've introduced and are coming to our district. You want to say a few words?
Madam President, board members, Dr. Hinman, and Cabinet, I just want to thank you for this great opportunity to work with outstanding people who are so committed to student success, and I am so excited about my new position and look forward to working with all of you. Thank you.
And we didn't waste any time, and she has a presentation tonight for you today. We put her right to work. The next person I'd like to introduce is really no stranger to anybody and is with our district for a long time with one of our charter schools before that and left for a little while to be a director over in Monrovia, and we've brought her back to be the principal at Edgewood, and that is Ronnie Louis Maddox. And Peyton.
Hi.
Okay. I am honored, and I feel very humbled by the opportunity. Thank you so much. And I'd like to introduce Peyton, who will be starting TK next week.
Yep.
At Orangewood.
Wow.
Thank you.
If you see all the changes over at Edgewood, Ronnie's been going after those things completely. The next person who's been helping the phenomenal Dave Larkin comes to us from La Cañada. He's our new Director of Maintenance, Operations, and Transportation, so he'll be very busy. He was a manager of maintenance and operations in La Cañada and has decided to come a little closer to home and come to us. and help out in those areas, and that is Mr. Walter Tatum.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you for letting me, inviting me to your family and letting me be your Director of Maintenance Operation and Transportation. I'm real excited about the coming year and working with administration at the school sites to continue the environment of growth for the kids. Thank you.
I'd probably be remiss of not mentioning that Ronnie is finishing up her doctorate at USC.
Right on.
The next person is a new position for us, the coordinator of College and Career Pathways, a very important program for us, a new program for us, and we think we've got the right person in that position. She comes to us from College Planning America. She's been a sub-counselor for us at Hollencrest and at West Covina High School, and was a counseling intern there at Brea, and Margaret Green is bringing her expertise back.
President Shoemaker, members of the board, Dr. Hinman, and cabinet, I'm delighted to be working for such a distinguished school district. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to enhance college and career pathways. I'm looking forward to a really exciting year and working with all of you.
The next person has been with us and has kind of moved a couple different positions. She was a buyer in the purchasing department. She was the executive assistant confidential to Ed Services. And now we have made her the supervisor of purchasing and warehouse services, Penny Reyes.
I want to thank you for this wonderful opportunity, for allowing me to be a part of this great management team. My department looks forward to supporting the students of the district. And my husband would be here, but he's at our granddaughter's third birthday party right now. So, thank you.
And last but certainly not least, we have somebody here who has been a teacher of us with our district for a number of years. She's a math teacher at Walnut Grove, math teacher at West Covina High School, and is now going to be assistant principal at West Covina High School. And that is April Leone.
What else?
And she's getting her doctorate at USC.
Those are like fighting words, I guess.
Hi, this is my daughter, Allison.
Hi.
Words can't express the happiness and excitement that I'm feeling to be able to serve as assistant principal at West Covina High School. As Mike said, I've been working at West Covina for 4 years as a teacher, and it's a great place to be. So I'm really, really excited, and I'm looking forward to working with all of you. Thank you.
That's all I brought to introduce, but welcome and congratulations, and thank you for being here.
I've had a request from a board member for a quick break, so we will go ahead and take one now.